Daryl, how you doing?
I'm great, Jason. How are you today?
Oof, I was, buddy. I was just loving that suit you were wearing yesterday. It's snazzy. What color combo would you call that?
I guess kind of like a black and white. I'm not sure that there's a proper name for the check, but I'm not sure. I'm not that
In
tune to, because I didn't tune to fashion. I just like the look of it.
Oh, hey, I thought it looked great. Yeah. Well, maybe we'll get you to tweet that out a little bit later on. We'll get our buddy Sterling from Dirk's to tell us the exact fashion on what it should be called. The LA Kings made a move, of course, at the deadline. Sakara a little bit earlier than the deadline. You've had a few games to see him. How does he fit into the system? Who do you think he's going to be paired with long term?
Well, you know, right now with the uncertainty as to when Alec Martinez returns, I think we're going to see him alongside Robin Regier. And that might even be the case, afterward as well. He's playing the right side, and I think that's probably, going to be where his fit is. That's where one of the things that intrigued the Kings when they acquired him was his ability to be able to play both sides. I thought the first game in Anaheim, he did a pretty good job. He played a little over 21 minutes in that game. He and his partner, Robin Regier, they had a tough outing in Winnipeg, as did the Kings as a team on Sunday. So the Kings are, they're looking to rebound. But I would expect now that, he's had a couple of days to get on the ice and practice, talk to the coaches, kind of get the system in that. And, I think one thing that, is probably a little bit different than the pace that he played at with in Carolina. And it'll take him a little bit of while, but, I think he brings the elements the Kings need. He's got a nice blend to his game. He's a decent defender. He's a good skater. He's physically strong enough to be able to, to ward off the opponents. And at the same time, he's got the ability to be able to break the puck up the ice and also join the attack. So I think we'll see a little bit more of the offense come as he gets himself comfortable defensively.
You've only seen him for a few brief moments, but in the short stints you've seen, what do you think will be his best attribute that he's going to bring to the Kings lineup? Like, what does he do the best?
I think it's probably going to be just making sound plays in the defensive zone, and I think that's an area. When you look at the Kings through the course of the year, the absence of guys like Willie Mitchell and Slava Voynov, and from any given time the rest of the year, Jake Muzzin, Alec Martinez, Robin Regier. It's just sound plays in the defensive zone. And I think that's one of the things that the Kings are going to really look for him to be able to get back there quickly, retrieve the puck, get it to the forwards, and allow the Kings to be able to go on the attack. There's been spurts through the course of the year because of the way the Kings have gotten hemmed in their own zone. They've spent more time in the defensive zone kind of chasing the puck around. And I think the Kings are hoping and are looking for him to be able to bring that element to be able to get pucks out of that zone, a veteran presence out there. And that's what I think will be the key for him. I don't think they're asking for anything, exceptional offensively. They just want to be a sound defender and be able to get the puck out of his zone to the forwards.
Up front, the offense of the Kings, slowly starting to catch on, and it's eerily similar. It's almost the exact date last year. They went on that run of 8 in a row. I know they've lost three in a row here, Daryl, but it seemed like magically there was like this switch, and suddenly the Kings were starting to score again. Can you put your finger on any differences you see? Because I know, being a former player, I've heard everybody say you can't just flip a switch, but it seems like at times the Kings can.
Yeah, it sure seems that way. I mean, it's a group that has a lot of confidence and trust in each other. I think the big thing for the Kings, when their game is at its highest level and they're having success like they did over this last 8-game stretch, they're staying connected in those 5-man units. They attack and defend in units of 5. Their strong defense, I think, leads to their offense. And when everybody's playing on the defensive side of the puck and, nobody's cheating out there, that allows them to be able to go back up, the ice the other way in a group of 5, which gives them more options. They wear teams down in the offensive zone with the cycle and the heavy play that they have. And, they don't look to one or two guys, to be able to, just get the offense done. They get contributions from a lot of different guys. And that's been the biggest difference as of late. They've been getting a little bit from different lines. We saw Kyle Clifford chip in a little bit. Trevor Lewis has chipped in with some goals, as has Dwight King. The constants have been the Jeff Carters, the Tyler Toffolis. They've been pretty constant through the course of the year. But they still need a little bit more balance, especially on the road. Their power play is not up to the number it needs to be on the road. And, Andrei Kopitar, the number one center, he's been held to just 2 goals on the road this year. So They need a little bit more from that on the road, but it's just a matter of staying connected and playing that strong, wear you down style of hockey, 5 men attacking, 5 men defending.
And if they're going to make the playoffs, they're going to have to improve the road game because they've got way more road games than home games the rest of the way.
They do, and they you know, other than the game in Winnipeg the other day, I didn't think they had a very good game. They've been a lot better on the road.
Whew. It was like his phone exploded. Wow. Wonder where was he? Was he probably in transport? Who knows? But wow. How was it like a cell phone meeting something that it shouldn't? Sounds like the signal lost. But what's interesting about the Kings, they have 12 of their remaining 20 games on the road. And they're an under 500 team on the road. They've only won 9 of 29 games thus far on the road. They're going to have to be better. And Daryl's back with us. Daryl, teams will tell you they don't play different home or away, but man, the Kings are a drastically different team record-wise, and I was looking even at their shots and everything else. Are they feeling their way into games too much on the road? What's been the distinct difference?
Well, I think, you know, the opposition, you know, having had that they have the, you know, the last line change, they've been able to get the matchups that they're looking for. I think because the Kings offensively haven't really been able to put two lines together consistently this year to be able to score, it's made it a lot easier for the opposition when the Kings have gone into their buildings to focus on just that one unit. And, you know, they get their top checking forwards out there, usually get their best defense pair out there, you know, their stopper unit. And it's made it very difficult because they haven't had that luxury of somebody else chipping in. So we saw a little bit of that come on that on the 8-game stretch there, which allowed them to be able to go out and win some games on the road. You know, they went into some tough buildings. You know, when they went into Tampa Bay had set a franchise best 10 wins in a row on home ice. And, you know, so, you know, they've won in some tough environments, and it's just a consistency factor. But it sure helps, you know, on the road when your best players are your best players. And that's why I say that, you know, even up to just a few games ago, Jeff Carter only had a couple of goals on the road. So with Kopitar and Carter just having a couple of goals each up till two weeks ago or so on the road. You know, those are the guys that are your power play guys. You know, they're playing the key minutes. You know, they've got to get the job done. And, you know, so they just got to continue to keep battling through it. But I've seen definitely an improvement in this second half of the season coming back after the All-Star break on their road play. And hopefully it's something that will continue going down the stretch because, like you say, with the imbalance in the schedule, if this team doesn't win on the road, they're going to find themselves in a real tough spot.
I haven't read it lately anywhere, Daryl. What's the update on Tanner Pearson, who hasn't played since early January?
Well, you know, he suffered the broken leg. His rehabilitation is going really well. Till we left on this road trip the other day, he had not taken to the ice, but he's getting very close to doing that. So I would expect that we'll probably have an update when we get back home that he'll have at least gotten on the ice in some fashion. And, you know, I think that's another chapter in the book. You know, now you have to kind of explore that one to see how he feels, how the pressure of his skate is and how that goes. But every indication is that things are going very well and, you know, that he should be able to return at some point during the season. And that'll be a huge boost for the Kings because, you know, he's a pure goal scorer, brings a little element of speed, and it would give the Kings a little bit more attack. And, you know, that's something that they'll need and make them a lot tougher to defend against when they take to the road.
Kings have another one of their draft picks in the lineup now. Young Nick Shore is 22 years of age, who was a third rounder in 2011. I know he doesn't have any points yet in the 13 games he's played. He's not playing a ton, thinking just under 9 minutes a night per game. Is he a guy who's here just until the end of the season, and then when the salary cap vanishes, if the Kings make the postseason, we'll see Mike Richards back up?
I'm not sure about that, but Nick has got a couple of assists in his games. I think you're flip-flopping his numbers with Andrioff. Andrioff's yet to get any points in the 13 games that he played. But Shore's got a couple of points. He's feeling his way out pretty good. I think the Kings like from what they see in his game. He's very dependable in the defensive zone. He's getting used to the pace and the strength of the NHL players. And I don't think he's going anywhere. I think this is a player that's, you know, going to continue to keep battling to, you know, make himself an everyday player. But, you know, even if that were to happen towards the end of the season, I don't know if it would be just like a flip of a switch that, you know, he'd be in and out. He was switched out the last game with Andre off, but they're really happy with what they see. And I think he's got a, you know, promising future. He'll be a good NHL player because he plays the game the right way.
The Kings have re-signed a lot of guys recently, signing them to some extensions, most notably Nolan and Clifford. Nothing on Jarrett Stoll, who's, I think, still fifth on their team in total minutes per game amongst the forwards anyway. Do you see him? Have you heard any? Are they having conversations between his agent and the Kings?
Yeah, I would think there's conversation going on. You know, the Kings are in a situation where they've got Jarrett Stoll, Justin Williams, Robin Regier. You know, these are veteran players, and you know, I think they all have a, you know, good understanding as to, you know, what the organization, you know, thinks of them. I think they've got open lines of communication with their representation and the Kings management. I think it's one of those things where, you know, you're just not seeing a lot talked about, but I'm sure there's a lot going on behind the scenes. And, you know, at this time of the year, you know, the players and, you know, even from management standpoint, you know, I think they're, you know, their focus is on what's going on with the Kings right now. I think the Kings would love to retain, the bodies in Jarrett Stoll and Justin Williams. You know, there's definitely a salary cap issue for the Kings, as are, you know, for a lot of teams in the NHL right now.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I think there's, you know, there's something to be worked out there. It's just a matter of, I think a lot's going to depend upon what happens here in the next, you know, month and a half here, you know, in this season as to, where the Kings, determine they're going. But I think they've taken this first hurdle here without these players being signed at the trade deadline, that they're not looking to get rid of them. They're looking to retain their services. So I would think everything is very positive right now.
I talked to many of the Kings players yesterday at practice, and to a man, they admitted that tonight's a game where, you know, you got to win these games when you're in this playoff race. They've got a lot of playoff teams coming in, the Canadiens, the Penguins. They've got the Canucks and the Predators and the Rangers and the Islanders and the Wild and the Blackhawks, you know, outside of the Oilers and the Arizona Coyotes, who have sold off everything. Like, those are games that they're not easy games per se, but they did talk about the importance of having to make sure you get these 2 points against a team you should beat, Daryl. As a former player, how do you approach that mentally? You know that, you know what, if you play your game, you should beat them, whereas if you play your game against a good team, it's not as much of a guarantee. But how does that play with your mindset this time of year? Can you sometimes put too much pressure on yourself to beat a team that's in 29th place?
I think you can. You know, I think when you look at a team that's going to come in and it's going to be, you know, very lax. I mean, you've got a lot of young players, you know, maybe playing for positions next year, but it's one of those things that, you know, a must-win type of thing for the Kings. And sometimes these games are a lot harder than playing against the first-place team in the league. And that's no disrespect to the Oilers or any team that, you know, is not in a playoff position right now. So these are tough games. And I think the big thing that you have to focus on as a team is just kind of playing your game and really not approach it in any different way. I think, you know, you have to go out there and understand and expect that the opposition is going to play the way that they would any other team during the year. And I think, you know, the Kings just have to look back to the last game that the Oilers played against the St. Louis Blues, a very tight hockey game, a one-goal game. So the Kings, I don't think, are expecting Edmonton to, you know, be any lesser of an opponent. I think
Daryl's phone copped out for the second time, but that's all good. We were done anyway.